Republican lawmakers have been using their majority hold on the North Carolina General Assembly to tighten the GOP's grip on elections administration in the state. Rusty Jacobs reports.
State Representative Phil Rubin warned fellow lawmakers that a Republican provision in a mini-budget bill passed on Wednesday was dangerous.
I think it is one that other folks in this room will come to regret in the coming years as this agency becomes more political, because you should know that it won't always be political in your direction.
The agency the Wake County Democrat was talking about is the North Carolina State Board of Elections. Elections in North Carolina are administered mostly by nonpartisan bureaucratic staff. The exceptions are the appointed members of the state and county elections boards and the state elections director. But the GOP-backed spending bill now on the way to Democratic Governor Josh Stein's desk allows the state elections director to appoint 7 staff members who are exempt from North Carolina's human resources law. Rubin argued that's a mistake for an agency that has never had political appointees in such positions.
This is not a statewide elected office. It is not a political office. It is a nonpartisan agency that is supposed to be the referees, the neutral party that runs our elections.
Republican legislators already enacted a law that transferred elections authority from Democratic Governor Josh Stein's office to Republican State Auditor Dave Bolick. That change resulted in GOP majorities on state and county elections boards and the appointment of Sam Hayes as state elections director. Hayes served as general counsel to the Speaker of the State House, Republican Destin Hall. In comments to reporters, Hall defended the addition of political appointees to the elections board staff as it ramps up for the 2026 midterm elections.
Obviously, by our estimation, the prior Board of Elections failed in multiple ways in conducting the elections in this state. So we just want to make sure they've got the resources that they need.
An effort by Republican State Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin to overturn his electoral loss in November put the state elections board at the center of a highly charged partisan battle. Ultimately, a federal judge dismissed Griffin's case because it attempted to change the rules of an election after ballots had been cast. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.